All right, let's spend just a little time now thinking about some specific things you can do as a Christian that will help you to become strong in the Lord Jesus Christ, that will encourage your own personal spiritual growth, that will encourage your own personal spiritual maturity, so that when you get to the end of this life, you'll be able to look back over your life with great joy and great thanksgiving that God has used you and matured you in such a way that He's getting a lot of glory through your life and you're accomplishing a lot of good for Him. So what do we have to do to bring that about? What do we need to do to cause us to have a life like that? Well, one thing I would encourage you to consider very carefully and very prayerfully is having some individual in your life who really, really, really loves the Lord Jesus Christ, who is really committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. Each one of us needs somebody like that if we're serious about our spiritual growth. And you'll find that example many times in the Scripture. David and Jonathan were close friends in the Lord. Peter and John, of course, very close and encouraging one another in the Lord. Paul and Barnabas. There are many, many examples. And these people learned that they needed each other. They needed to encourage each other. They needed each other's encouragement in the Lord in order to keep growing. God created us that way. Now let me caution you here. Be very, very attentive and listen very carefully to this. There are many, many, many people out there in churches, many people who call themselves Christians, but who are not very serious about growing in Christ. There are many, many people who look around them at others who call themselves Christians, and they say, well, I'm as good as they are. I know as much as they do. I'm doing as much as they're doing. So I guess I'm okay. That's a catastrophic mistake for a Christian to make. Don't look around at other people. The vast majority of people around you are not going to be serious about their spiritual growth. They may call themselves Christians, and they may or may not be Christians. I'm not trying to make a judgment here. I don't even know these people. All I'm saying is, if you're going to be serious about growing in Christ, you don't want to just look around and compare yourself to other people who are not growing in Christ. You need someone who is committed to Christ, really committed. Someone who is serious about his or her spiritual growth. Someone who will encourage you and someone whom you can encourage yourself. Someone with whom you can pray. Someone you can share prayer requests with. Someone you can maybe discuss things that you've been studying in the Bible, things you've been learning, things you want to learn, things you're looking for, questions you don't have answered yet, things that you can discuss like that with a person who cares about the same things you care about, someone who's serious about their walk with the Lord. Too many young Christians make a commitment to Christ and then they never get started growing because there are too many around them who call themselves Christians who are not growing, and they settle for the same style of living. It's a tragic mistake. There are too many people who call themselves Christians even, who come to the end of life and realize they've wasted many years, they've wasted a lot of energy, they've wasted a lot of their life on things that really didn't count in eternity. I want to encourage you to make up your mind you're going to do things that are going to count in eternity. And to do that and to keep going, you need a friend. So why not just spend some time asking God to give you a friend, someone who loves the Lord, someone that you can be close to, someone that you can be growing with. That can be one of the most powerful things you do in your Christian life. Along with that suggestion, and maybe the two can go together, also try to find someone in your Christian life who's quite a bit farther along in their Christian walk than you are. Someone who's been growing for several years. Someone who's learned a lot by studying the Bible. Someone who's learned a lot by listening to the Lord and talking to the Lord and walking with the Lord. We might call that person a mentor. Somebody who will be willing to spend some time with you. You may not be able to spend as much time with this person as the first person I was talking about, but just occasionally to spend some time with this person and just learn from them, draw from them, be strengthened from them. All of us who are growing in Christ Jesus need people like this in our lives. We need a friend where we have a relationship where we can just share all our burdens, all our needs. We can talk with them on the phone. We can share the things I've talked about earlier. And we need a mentor, someone that's more mature than we are, someone who's been in the walk longer than we have, so that we can learn from them. We need both these people. And I would urge you to pray that God would lead you to these kind of people for your own spiritual growth. The second person I'm referring to here could be a Sunday school teacher, or it could be a pastor, or it could be a relative who's spent a lot of time through the years with the Lord growing in Christ. Could be a school teacher. You know, there's several possibilities there. Ask God to lead you to these people. Now, having said that, if you're going to really benefit from a relationship with a mentor, and if you're going to really benefit from a relationship with a fellow Christian who's going along the journey with you to encourage you and you and encourage them, one thing you're going to have to develop if you're going to really grow in Christ is a teachable spirit. Now, I cannot overemphasize the importance of keeping a teachable spirit. It seems that we live in a time when many, many people are kind of super confident about what they know, or at least they want to act like they're super confident about what they know, and they communicate that they don't need anybody to teach them anything. They know all they need to know. That is a very dangerous attitude to have. It's a very ungodly attitude. In fact, this kind of an attitude that is basically an unteachable spirit could be called pride, arrogance, and it's the sin that caused Satan to fall from heaven in the first place, and according to Proverbs chapter 6, it's one of the sins that God hates the most. It may be the one sin that will keep you more unusable to God than anything else is this matter of pride. Keep a teachable spirit and you will keep growing in Christ. That means recognize that you've got lots to learn and be open about that. Be honest about it. Admit it to those in your life. I've got a lot to learn. I want to keep learning. I want to learn. I want to grow. I've got a lot of growing to do. If you will keep that kind of an attitude, God will enable you to grow.